Thanks for joining me here at PreachingTheGospelThatSaves.com for our second part of the bookstore blog for September of So Many Versions. Another book not found in your so-called Christian bookstore. This book is by Sakae Kubo and Walter F. Specht. So Many Versions. And as we continue to go through the Philip translation, here's what they say in the next part on page 74. Perhaps the phrase, "the bread we need, add for the day," in Matthew 6:11 is justifiable, since it translated the idea of the Greek word whose meaning is not altogether clear, but is usually translated daily or morrow. So here it is again, the Greek word, okay? It's justifiable, since it's translated the idea of the Greek word whose meaning is not altogether clear. Okay, again, what Greek word? What Greek text are we using? Is it the Erasmus Greek New Testament? Is it the Stevens Greek New Testament? Is it the Beza's Greek New Testament? Is it the Griesbach? Is it the Lachman? Is it the Twigels? Is it the Tizendorf? Is it the Elford? Is it the Westcott and Hort Greek New Testament? And by the way, Matthew 6:11 says, in the 1769 King James Bible, God's perfect words without error, it says, "Give us this day our daily bread." Just like our blog, our first blog just a week ago, "Sound no trumpet" was what they got from their Greek, which we don't know what Greek. And then today they got "daily" from their Greek text again, which, by the way, if you're so hung up on the Greek, the King James Bible, the 1769, in both blogs, matched their Greek text. Wow! Isn't that amazing? It matched their Greek text. So you don't have to correct it if you're a scholar. How about those apples? More next time. Or should I say, next week? Thanks again.